Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It's your host, Colleen. I hope everyone is ready for this full moon in Cancer today. I'm going to jump into that. We got a full moon in Cancer, and it is opposite Pluto in Capricorn, as well as that is a degree opposite, but it is a sign opposite of Venus retrograde. So we will talk about that. But I also want to let everyone know that we will be talking about Mercury retrograde on this episode. There are four in this year, and this first Mercury retrograde is kicking off in Aquarius. I hope everyone got to listen to my episode last week with Daniel Beck, the astrologer. It was awesome. He's very enlightening. He's funny to talk to listen. And I hope one day I can achieve his level of knowledge. That is for sure. Now listen, typical Mercury retrograde, I'm doing this and I put these earphones on and I let my kids use them. And for some reason, the right one is not working. So all of a sudden I'm like, okay, Mercury retrograde, thank you. Something's not working or my kids screwed it up, one or the other. But it is snowing here in Philadelphia and it is cold. We are definitely hitting winter. And I can tell you, I have not been good with my New Year's, new me, who am I plan. Definitely not with working out, eating healthy. I feel like Venus retrograde in Capricorn has actually stopped me from just like, okay. But I did get an awesome tattoo and I talked about that. I have a natal Venus retrograde and some people say, don't do anything big. Don't make any big changes with your aesthetic, your body during Venus retrograde. But I have a feeling, and what I've observed in with other people is that if you have a Venus retrograde in your natal chart, it's actually a great time to make changes to your body and make, you know, and I got a tattoo. That's one of the things that I got. I've had a lot over this Venus retrograde, but I got a tattoo. He is so good. All right, Steve Martin down at Black Moth Tattoo in Ardmore. It's like the first tattoo shop on the main line, at least that I have ever seen. And he's extremely talented. He's a double Taurus and he has a Venus, his hosting planet in Gemini. And he also has a Mercury in Aries in the 12th house. So he has like a lot of darker images. And what I love about him is when you go, you have to go. He's a few months booked out, but he definitely has that Taurus energy of like, I'm going to go at my pace and you're not going to stop me. And it's like, it kind of is like a meditation, just getting there and waiting him to draw it up. And he just sees the art. He sees it in you. He sees what you have. He sees how he can bring it to life. And he's probably, I found my tattoo artist for the rest of my life, honestly. He is definitely it. And I really highly recommend him. So let's jump into this Cancer full moon, which is opposite Pluto. So that's a strong one, right? We have the full moon in Cancer, the sign of the mother, right? The sign of the crab. And I think it's interesting as this full moon was approaching that we had that volcano erupt in the middle of the ocean, because that sometimes is what a full moon feels like, right? The Cancer, all of a sudden, it's like the explosion. Think about the mother who it's all been too much for her, so she explodes. That with that warning, I already screamed to my kids tonight and I did not want to. Watch your temper a little bit around your kids. It's going to be a little bit easier to fly off the handle in general with full moons. But I really feel with this one strongly is seeing that's in the mother sign. We have Venus retrograding. And so it's opposite by the house. I feel like this is going to be very easy for us to want to like scream at our kids. And, you know, with Mercury retrograde, we just want to not scream at our kids. Do what you need to do during this full moon. Know that you're going to be a little more agitated. So tomorrow, you know, it's a day off for everyone. So while your kids are lying around, they're fighting, they're yelling, try to think of something productive. Try to show them crystals. Try to figure out ways, or you just go walk away and do what you need to do. Drink, smoke, whatever it is. Figure it out. Watch your temper. That's number one with this. There's going to be a lot of conclusions with friends, family, and lovers. You know, a death and rebirth. No death, you know, like, I don't mean people are going to die, but there's going to be a death in our relationships or friendships, meaning there might be, and it's not always bad. Sometimes that ending can bring a brand new beginning. It doesn't mean that person's fully leaving you, but there might be some sort of conclusion with a friend. You guys finally are able to come full circle, or you might see, hey, you know, this friendship has run its course. I don't think that's, you know, what's going to happen. You may set up family boundaries, and those boundaries might come from yelling or a fight or some sort of thing like that. Same with lovers. You're also going to be able to finally express your feelings to another. I think this Cancer full moon, those, again, think of the volcano that just blew up in the ocean. It's sort of like sometimes we need to have a little bit of an anger, a little bit of an explosion to and fight to move beyond something. Sometimes two people can't, you know, something is between them, the energy, and they can't put words to it. And oftentimes, you know, there's a balance between fighting, but sometimes I think there's nothing like a good fight to get stuff out, to express, to get beyond a problem. So you might finally be able to express something, right? You finally... someone, your child, your husband, your work, your lover, whatever it is, they trigger something in you when you're finally being able to say, stop it. I don't like that. I don't want that. I don't this, that, that. And that will lead to hopefully a brand new beginning. Again, children might be extra, extra today with this full moon. With the opposite Pluto, we're going to see a lot of surrender, you know, a lot of like, I can't do this anymore. I can't drink anymore. I can't. You've been watching my journey. I've been pretty good with not smoking pot, so I can't smoke pot anymore. Or a surrender to your emotions. Like I surrender to feeling this way. I'm ready to give up. I'm ready to find something new. I'm ready to not feel that anymore. Surrender to your day. Abandon. There might be all of a sudden someone abandons you, a friend, a family, a lover, all of a sudden they're there and they abandon you or they ghost you. Feelings of abandonment might come up. It might be strong right now, and where you were not loved or as a child, where were you abandoned? There's always a rebirth with that. The unseen, right? Pluto rules the underworld. So sometimes the... there can be, all of a sudden we see something we couldn't see. We were blinded by it. We were either blinded by the words of a lover, blinded by the words of a friend, a family, an institution, something. And all of a sudden we can just see it now. Oh my God, I see what they mean. I see what's happening. I see everything. You know, the negative side, finally being able to see the negativity in something, in yourself, in someone else. All of a sudden you're like, wait, that habit has not been healthy. That person has not been healthy. This has been very bad. So it's kind of like all those tie in together, surrender, negativity. And again, we're going to see the underworld of your emotions when we have this, and particularly because it is happening with the Pluto, so opposite Pluto. So that's what we can expect. And with the full moon, you know, it's a good time to, I think this, you know, some people don't agree with certain times to put your crystals out. You don't want to do it with every full moon, depending on what all is happening out there. But I think this is good because I think it'll be a good full moon rebirth and a rebirth for our crystals, especially, you know, the first full moon of 2022. So focus on death and rebirth. And what do you want to let go of? What do you want to have a death and birth around? And focus a ritual on that. You know, there's lots of different ways to have a ritual, through a bath, through a shower, through grounding yourself. I mean, if you're not in this area and it's somewhere warmer, get outside, have a fire and burn. I love that. Write something and burn it or bury it. Something to release those emotions. What feels good to you? And again, some people get a little more ceremonial, a little more ritual, and that's fine too. The last full moon back in December, if you saw, I had collected all my things from the Hair Healer podcast, and I started with my manifestation list, all that stuff, and I just burned it all. All the expectations of what I had thought this was going to be when it first started, I let go of all of that. I'm happy to how it's evolved today. So focus on letting go of that and just honoring yourself and being good to yourself with whatever comes up. Now, we have Mercury retrograding for the next 3 weeks. And again, we hear about this transit more all the time. We hear about this transit on my show, a lot of people's shows, because it's very, very common. It happens, obviously, 3 times a year, sometimes 4 times a year. And I love going over it. It's a fun transit. And people who are Mercury ruled tend to feel this the most in a way. So again, we're going to say the Virgos out there, right? The Virgos, this is happening in our 11th house. Oh, I mean, Mercury retrograde. No, I'm sorry. Virgos, the full moon is happening in our 11th house. Mercury retrograde is happening in our 6th house, the house of self-sacrifice, of service, of, it's bad luck. It's not always, it's a working house. It's a house of pets. There's a lot going on there, good and bad. So Mercury retrograding for Virgo risings, I feel like will be, you know, and Saturn's there too. It might be a turnaround with, like, all of a sudden you might get some rewards, especially with Saturn there, from the work that you had put in, the sacrificing, the going, all the extra time that you've put into something. Whereas Gemini risings, this is going to be happening in your eighth house. No, I'm sorry, your ninth house. So with Gemini risings, there might be, am I right? Gemini, Sagittarius, yeah, your ninth house is Aquarius. Yep, your ninth house, sorry, for Gem rising. So again, the Mercury ruled people, or Geminis, this is going to be happening. And you're going to maybe decide to like go back to school. You might want to go somewhere else. You might want to travel. You might all of a sudden get into spirituality or some sort of higher learning. So different things like that can be where Mercury retrograde is showing up. It's a good time to re-anything. Rethink, restart, revisit, recycle. That's why it comes around. Two of the things that Mercury rules is our communication and our thinking, our messages, our downloads. I think particularly that we have this retrograding with Saturn, you know, in the same house, we're going to be, as far as downloads, receiving a lot of family downloads, a lot of family karma. We might even be hearing or being reached out from old family members, or we might see how our family's karma has played. And oftentimes we want to look at just, when I say our ancestral karma, the ways of my grandmother lived in my mother, and those ways were brought onto me, and they live in me, right? Different. We don't even subconsciously know how much our ancestors had maybe affected us in one way or another. So we might have, you might get a letter, all of a sudden a letter your uncle shows you that was from 100 years ago that a great-grandmother wrote. Things like that, they might be reaching out to you. This is a good time, too, to do some rituals, reaching out to your ancestors, reaching out, asking for guidance, for help. You know, I believe that they're always around. They're always there wanting us to reach out. So again, you're going to feel some of that. There also can be during this time, because we can have fights, we can have miscommunications. It's definitely not, this isn't the time I would recommend the next 3 weeks to sit down with a boss and tell him something that you're upset about or something you don't like or even a mistreatment, unless this has been brought up many times before. Then this will be maybe another visit for a revisit for a clearing. That's what you got to look at. However, if it's being brought up new, all of a sudden these are being brought up new, the communication, maybe don't go there. There might be some sort of repercussions for your words, because we have that. And I think especially with Saturn, we have like stronger repercussions with our words, with that happening in there. So again, recycle, revisit. There might even the next couple weeks be, and I said with Libra risings, as well as Leo risings, whether reaching out or being reached out to by their exes. I think with Mercury retrograde, especially because we still have Venus retrograding. So there might be a little bit of some excommunication. Stay at the grocery store. I saw someone who I knew, a girl that I knew was kind of friends with like 7 years ago. A little bit of Venus and Mercury retrograde. You're just kind of like, hey, you see people out of nowhere. But again, you can always count on technology failings. It's annoying. But remember, just 10 years ago, we were certainly working at a much slower pace than we are now. So I think that's why half the annoyances are like, oh my God, my email won't load. My email won't load, you know, something like that. Meanwhile, we were used to dialing up internet. And so eventually everything will turn on, everything will work out, but there is definitely some kind of crazy communication errors all day today. Computer's not running. I was at a store and they were like, oh, some reason the whole cash register thing is jammed up. This won't work. And I said, Mercury retrograde. And of course he was just like, okay. I'm like, yeah, okay. So that is the time that we can expect. Again, I say this every time. It's a time to restart something. It's not a time to start something new. The reason why they say that is because Mercury is a trickster planet. It's a tricky planet. And a lot of times, information can be hidden, right? It's an informative planet. So we find a brand new house today. Like I just saw this. I did not see this house, but I'm using an example. I just saw this house today. I want to go look at it. It feels like the perfect house. That's the house I want. If you came to me and said, and I said, you just found it, and they said, you have to buy it, but without inspection, which has been happening with this whole crazy, you know, real estate thing, I would say absolutely not, because there's something very bad and very hidden in there. Not very bad, sorry, maybe not that bad or extreme, but you might see that you have old switch lighting, you know, you might see that the pipes are broken or something like that. That definitely would not be recommended during this time. Same with contracts, starting new jobs. And again, you have to live your life. It just means that it might not be easy if you choose to do it right now. And always dot all your T's and all your I's if you do start something new. And always check. again, it's three times a year. I always think the transit is hardest. I know this weekend, Saturday, Friday and Saturday at the salon were totally wonky and totally mismatched schedule. My first client was a half hour late. She forgot. Then that sent me back a half hour. I had another client who came 10 minutes early. And then when I said it's going to be 10 minutes late, he left on his, he's like, oh, she seems too busy. But he left on the time he was actually supposed to be there. And then a bunch of other schedule mix-ups happened. And oftentimes I just sort of learned to laugh. And when you accept, you surrender to the powerlessness. It all works out eventually, the flow. Remember, Mercury is a mutable planet. It's a planet that moves. It wants you to learn the lesson of being mutable, going with the flow, flowing like air, being mutable, being able to adapt and accept whatever situation's right there. You know, oftentimes Geminis and Virgos are very much like that. They see what's happening and they can accept that. They can say, okay, I can accept that. That makes sense. Whatever. I'm going to adapt into this new environment. I'm going to adapt to this new outcome. I'm going to adapt to this new moment, which is very that. The Mercury is like adapting to every moment and teaching that. I'll keep us informed in the next couple weeks as it makes a few, you know, transits and a few things that might intensify the Mercury retrograde be happening. I mean... Good. You know, every time I do these episodes, I always screw up some words. For some reason, this is the first episode of Mercury Retrograde, and I have not, knock on wood, screwed up too bad. But if you've listened to me for a long time, I'll be like, oh my God, I'll mix match my whole words, vocabulary, whatever it is. So get ready for some what the fuck moments. But remember, those what the fuck moments can teach you how to be adaptable and how to go with the flow. This Thursday, premiering Jersey Joe. Check out his YouTube channel. Check out his, I think YouTube is mainly what he does. He's on Instagram at Jersey Joe, but YouTube is his big thing, and he runs four shows a week. He runs like a game show. He runs a gambling show, another type of show, but I will be on there doing the year ahead astrology report. This is the third year ahead I've done with him. I've known Joe since I was born. He was on my podcast, I feel like episode like 38. He lives in New York, Jersey City actually, but works in New York City. And he asks me every year. And it's so cool because each year I can compare myself to me. I'm like, oh my God, this time I felt like I was more confident than I had been the last 2 years. And I'm thinking, damn, I definitely know way more about astrology than I knew last year. And definitely the year before. I definitely know so much more. And I'm excited. I said, till next year when I do this, how much more I'm going to learn. And if you're new to astrology, you're listening to astrology, you're understanding astrology, that is what's important. This is a very vast language. It's a very vast understanding. And you need to compare yourself to you. I've done a lot of work and a lot of studying. And when you can reflect on the year back, you can see, oh my God, I've come a long way. And those of you who have been listening from the beginning and with my astrology, I think you guys could probably also say, wow, she's come a long way with the astrology. So don't give up. Don't stop studying. And I feel like we're always supposed to be teachers, especially in astrology, but we're always going to feel like there's going to be someone who has more knowledge. And we can talk about that across all professions, across all desires, dreams, whatever. There will always be someone better. There will always be someone smarter. There will always be someone better. There will always be someone prettier. There will always be someone more knowledgeable. Whatever it is, there will always be someone more. So that's the first acceptance and surrender of that. And when we get beyond that, then we learn to compare ourselves to us. That's all we can do, right? Because everyone has their own journey, their own purpose, whatever it is. Compare yourself to you in whatever you do, in your work, in your beauty, in your desires, whatever it is. Compare yourself to you. That is your weekly awakening, all right? Stop comparing yourself to others and compare yourself to you. That's the only way you will see your true growth. I promise you that. Again, thank you for everyone. Make sure you subscribe to this and then you can know every time an episode comes up. I have more people lined up that I'm going to be interviewing. Check out that Daniel Beck episode. It's definitely a fun episode to listen to. And thank you, everyone. Follow me on Cosmic Colleen 1C across the board. On Twitter, it's Cosmic Colleen _. And I hope everyone has a fabulous week. Remember, watch what you communicate to people, and it's a good time to re-anything. All right, have a beautiful day. Love you all. Goodbye.